Okay. Good.
You have a timer, right?
Huh?
Do you say it? I don't want to tell you because then you're going to feel bad. Have a hazard.
I was walking outside. Like a much earlier than
I know, I saw him again.
We were watching the wife on the family.
She just left. I was waiting. She was waiting for her car.
So it's a girl driving. Worried about her being safe. Girl driving. Wow. Otherwise, I walk outside, his wife stands. I don't know how you guys do this every morning. It's just ridiculous, right? He walks, he's like, you saw left? It's a car from his house taking it.
Yeah, this is actually my fact about this.
Is he not going to work for me?
Maybe it was like someone dropping off a package.
She'll be back on Friday.
It's a week.
I'm sure.
It's probably going to be back today.
Yeah,
if I would have this. Look at this guy, huh?
You can't do carpool today.
Yeah, these are the guys that make jokes, but I assure you that if you look at the fridge and you look at the paper that's hanging on the fridge, it's a list from the top to the bottom exactly what to do because he doesn't know what to do. Yeah. Like my Schwieger, you know, my Schwieger had all her babies were planned because they all had C-sections. Who?
WhatsApp? Are you kidding me? Go on the fridge. I'll never look at it.
Yeah, but he went off of all these things, so we would have to have it.
Went off WhatsApp.
Yeah, smart.
I would love to get off it, but it's too hard. It's too hard.
Don't get the fig.
It's called fig, right?
Don't get the Quinn.
Fig is gone.
Called fig, right?
Yeah, the Quinn is.
Work is already over.
The Quinn is a problem.
What's wrong with the fake?
There's something called a Quinn also?
Yeah, you know what's going on?
Why?
The Quinn is a kosher phone, but China makes a Quinn that's a regular smartphone.
And it looks exactly the same?
Exactly the same.
So they're vain thinking that the kid has a smartphone or whatever.
It's Quinn.
A regular phone.
Thinks it's a regular smartphone. Quinn has like, I don't know, Waze and some other junk, you know, calendar.
But no browser.
And you can have a regular smartphone.
Listen, if a kid wants, he's gonna get it.
Yeah, thank you. That was very astute. Anyway, let's go.
I mean, whether you get it for them or not,
but
the
they
kids
have flip phones now already with kids with wings, right? After flip phone, but
yeah.
What I'm saying is,
the regular
kid,
phone
if a kid
has
wants
ways.
It, he's gonna get it.
But
you're not preventing him by getting it.
These kids are hardening it, but I'm saying you always have to know what's going on.
Exactly.
You have to know what's going on.
I'm just saying, but just to get
yeah.
a kid that
but
every kid wants it.
Like,
every single kid wants
yeah?
it. Every single kid
yeah.
wants technology.
Yeah.
If you think a kid doesn't want technology, you're out of your mind. Every
phones.
Single kid wants technology.
They want phones.
Of course they want phones. Every
want
single
iPad.
Ninth, 10th grader wants a phone.
My 14-year-old doesn't stop asking me
so much. Every kid. And my son didn't ask me yet, but I'm sure he will soon. My son didn't ask me yet, but
a smartphone?
A phone.
Oh,
then the phone.
Yeah.
Technology is a problem.
That
need a phone.
That they all have phones.
Agree. He needs to talk to his friends.
Of course, I agree. I need to talk to him.
That's the girls. The girls need to talk to
him. Boys also.
Boys
also. Ben is manum.
The boys is not for talking. They end up.
Ben is manum.
I want my kid to
have
a phone.
It's not what it's for.
Yeah, these cell phones now make these teenage boys into teenage
I'm
girls.
He wants his kid to have a phone. He wants his kid to. You want your kid to make your own decision what you are.
Exactly.
You know, it's like the guy. Make your own decision. I'm not telling you what you are. Boy, man,
no,
you let me know what you are.
100%. I don't know.
Yeah.
were you convinced of what side you had to? What, I think
Charlie's woke.
I think he had to.
Yeah, my father told me you're a boy. He beat it into me. Stop combing your hair. You're not a girl.
Morty, don't listen to that part.
I'm like, it's not true. It could be I'm a girl. I don't know. No. Anyway, Morty's parents were very liberal. They let him make a decision. It took him 25 years.
Morty's parents took away his hair, so he can't go.
Anyway, let's go.
On Zoom.
Morty's on Zoom. Zakti Gemara. We have very intricate Gemara. We're starting a Lama Chasam on Bays by the two dots. El Blumenthal's back. Anybody went yet? Yesterday morning. Yeah, I didn't go. I have to go today.
Bill comes in last night. He's like, you guys should go. It was pretty empty. Oh, when did you go? 7 to 8, I was there. It was just as much empty. I look at the email. Please don't come between 7 and 8.
You know, they don't even say a word, right?
No.
No. Ellie's not going to say anything.
Anyway.
No, not Ellie, but like his brother.
Nah, they'll never say.
Only person that would say something is Mechel. Mechel sleeping.
You don't say it.
They know.
Nah, not but these adults. Nah, not gonna say.
Why
would they say? There's no kids there.
Be a little quieter.
So
don't say. That comes.
He just got back.
Two people there.
Yeah.
He wants to eat.
It's too dumb to understand. They'll sit there.
Yeah.
What time is Mincha Meyer there today?
I know. Don't go there.
Why?
He says don't go by the way that hour.
No.
Oh, Mincha Meyer.
Five to six.
Anyway. You ready to roll?
Have you ever been called other names besides Levi? Or Yehuda?
By who?
Yeah.
By who?
It's all adults, surely. It's not kids there. If a guy shows up, you don't tell the guy, excuse me, can you please leave?
Then why'd they ask?
They ask. No, they but you, if a guy comes...
They ask that there should be fewer people.
They prefer, but if someone comes, a regular guy, someone shows up, you don't say, excuse me, come back at 9 o'clock.
Most people don't check in.
By the way, unless there's little kids, most people don't put times.
No, if there's little kids, you don't. If there's no little kids, come on, I never seen hours.
It's very interesting.
Why not?
They put times. No, it's,
you
can't
eat. You don't know.
It's not. You eat. You sit down and you eat while people are there. Or you get up and walk.
No, it's disgusting.
It's not true. I see. Okay, you obviously.
He runs the ice cream.
Yeah.
He has a flip phone also.
Right.
Let's go.
Yeah, Shalei, we gotta get rid of that flip phone.
What's wrong with the flip
phone? Nothing. He's got two phones.
Why are you answering him?
He's got two phones.
I know. It's progressive. It's my pants that are falling down. What do you care?
The guy told me a very good vote. This lady was trying to get into school, so she said, the husband said, my wife got rid of a smartphone 2 years ago. This Oscar tells me behind every good flip phone there's a nice smartphone.
Yeah.
All right, let's go. He's just in a bad mood. He got up and made his wife breakfast. She took a whole omelet with him. Anyway, let's go. I'm gonna pop up. We have a hot Gemara today. This Gemara, it's late. It's real late. We didn't even get to the pickles here.
It's a small
dot. No, but it's intricate.
Intricate.
Amar Papa. So let's stop at the two dots. Amar Yochanan, Shosh Matanoshim Machatos. Ainim boys belailo. They don't come at night. Uboys lachamisa, but you can bring a lachamisa because it's not integral. It's a non-integral. There's integral hazar and non-integral hazar. The integral hazar is the first one. The three matanas that are left over, according to Basil, are non-integral. So male, they have different dinim. Amar Papa. Rav Papa is going on the same back of Rabbi Yochanan, same concept. He just elaborates a lot more and explains different things. So Amar Papa. Amar Papa, Yesh Mehem, we have to because one piece of Gemara and
we had to lift his own child.
And I'm not sure. Yeah, okay. Amar Papa, Yesh Mehem Ketchilasoi, Yesh Mehem Kesoifai. There are some of the Azos that have a din of the integral. There are some dinim that the three Azos have a din of integral, and some dinim that these three Azos have a din of non-integral. So Gemara is like this. Chutz, the guy bringing the chutz, the lilo, spritzing it after shkia, zarus, azar, doing it, a non kayan, the kli sharus, keren, to put it on the corner, the etzba, use the finger, kibus, that you have to wash the clothing that goes on it, vishirayim, is kitchilosim. Those have a din, like the essential dam. Mm-hmm. Misa, to bring it after the Baal dies, which Allah bachatas that you can't do it. Over here, you're allowed to do it because non-essential. Loi sharia, you know, I'll leave it over. Loi mefagla. Loi mefagla. And it doesn't become pigle. Loi ayel agavoi.
Wow.
And you can't bring it inside. Kesayfan. That is a din like a non-essential. So Gemara says, Amar Papa, very important Gemara, very important. We just come out, really started looking at the Gemara. So Amar Papa Waptu, Lam Chesam and Beis. So Mena Amina Lo, you have to halt Kup. If you're not going to halt Kup, if whatever, you're not going to get anything. Amar Papa, Mena Amina Lo. How do you know this halacha that, how do you know this halacha that the dam, these three dams, the three non-essential spritzings, according to Beis Hillel, don't need need kibbutz? How do you know that? So Zokra Papa, the Tanan, we have a Mishnah. Nitiz minat tzavar al habeged. If the dam from the animal's neck squirts on the beged of the kohen, ain't it on kibbutz? You don't have to wash the beged. Minat keren. If it's from the corner of the mizbeach, umina yisoid, ain't it on kibbutz? Also doesn't need. It means bounces back, doesn't need kibbutz. Homina royal keren, something that's gonna get spritzed on the keren, ton kibbutz. That's what Rapapa's raya is. That's what he says. So Rapapa is saying the fact that we say from the keren you don't need, so it's a raya that from mina royal, only because they already got spritzed. But if it didn't get spritzed yet, that means that it's going to be spritzed. Then you would need kibbutz. Even the shalosh matanos that are non-essential, they're non-essential matanos. Still, it's royal keren. You have to put it on the mizbech. You don't have to, but that's where it goes. So it's non-essential. But still, that's where Rav Papa is learning. You would need kibbutz. Zok to Gemara. V'latamech mina yisoid ain ton kibbutz. How mina royal yisoid ton kibbutz? I don't understand. The yisoid doesn't need kibbutz. Now you're telling me that if it's royal yisoid, it wouldn't need kibbutz. That's the deek that you made by the first by Karen. That doesn't make any sense. Because it's shirayim. So means that your deek is off. Your deek is off because a deek has to be across the board. It's the same brisa that says mina keren and from the yisoid. So if your diyuk by yisoid doesn't make sense, then your diyuk by keren doesn't make sense. So then how do you know, Rav Papa, that the three non-essential spritzings need kibbutz on the begadim? So Gemara says, and the same thing over here. By the three spritzings, you already spritzed one essential spritzing, according to Beis Hillel. You don't need the other three. You could spill it out. If it gets spilled out, your carbon is kosher. So Gemara says, Hamani Rechemia. The time Rechemia Meshir Adam Shakir Bechutz Chayev. What is this Gemara saying? Hamani Rechemia. Machlok is showing him how to learn this Gemara. Rashi, I'm pretty sure, I didn't see the article, but last night they read me the article. I think Rashi's going, the article is saying like Tosfos, because the article always says Pashup Shat. And the Pashup Shat is like Tosfos. But Rashi doesn't learn like that. I'm going to go with Rashi's Shat. Rashi learns, Haman and Rechemihi, Hamilsa Talmud Kamala, Umaskana de Kushinhi, La Fukim de Rapapa Klima, Maholo Iriatamidach, Dar Rechemihi, Da Filibishai, Namiton Kibus. The Gemara is finishing the Kash, why is not answering? The Gemara is saying, you, Rav Papa, bring a raya from an Aroy Lekaren. Rav Nechemia is the only one that holds that Shir Adam Shakir. Rav Nechemia is the only one that says that Shir Adam Shakir Mechutz Chayev, which means that he holds that the Shir Adam has a certain Kedusha, and mainly he would hold that it needs kibbutz. But according to everybody else, it doesn't need. And Melo, back to square one, it's strengthening the kasha. That's what it's doing. It's not answering, it's strengthening the kasha. According to Rashi. So basically, we're still on this path that Rav Papa's raya is not a good raya. Rav Papa's raya that the three non-essential matanas, achayim and kibbutz, we have a kasha on that. So now the Gemara goes into Rav Nechemia.
I don't think they read you, but it says we have followed Rashi's interpretation.
No, I know, but read the pshat that he says. He follows Rashi in terms of something else. I know that. No, read the translation, how he learns the Gemara's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, so the way Taz learns is that according to Mechamia has a special Kedusha, but according to everybody else, Shiraim doesn't have this Kedusha, so you would have the Raya. That's how Taz learns. Now let's go Rashi, it's easier, the learning Gemara is easier with Rashi. Anyway, so Gemara says, Eimer the Shamalir Nechamia Linya Allah. Gemara says even Rechemia, it's only midahava ivarim upadarim in kibbus mishamalei. What are you talking about? Even according to Rechemia, means you're saying this is only Rechemia, but Rabbanan not. But even according to Rechemia, it's not true. Why? Because only gabi Allah, because it's not worse than ivarim, so it has halachas of chutz. But gabi kibbus mishamalei, Gemara says in Latanya we have a raya. It's not true. He does all like that. We have a brisa dam to hatuunin yisaid. Tuni kibus. It's a brisa that says that dumb that needs yisoid needs kibus. That's first part of the brisa. The second part of the brisa, the safer the brisa is, the dumb on shpachon la'ama, the blood that doesn't go on the yisoid, ain't tuni kibus. Who is this? Rav Nechemihi. V'komar tom kibus. So you see that Rav Nechemihi's shita is consistent. Halos b'chutz and tom kibus, they go together. V'atanya, Gemara says yatzu shirayim aktar say murim she'im ak v'nes akaparo she'im akshav v'mahamen. So it says that and makshav does not work. So how could it be that you're saying that this shirayim is makshav me'elzman? That's what the Brisa says. How can you say that's what it's going in? Kitanya hi b'shavos matan shabachatos, where it says that. Yatsu Shiraim, no. When the Brisa says Machshavos Me'elzman, the Gemara is changing. Kitanya he is by Shalosh Matanos Shebechatos. So this Brisa on top, Shalosh Matanos Shebechatos, which is what we're talking about, non-essential spritzings. Yachi Tuni Yisoid LeKaren, Tuni Yisoid LeKaren Asli. What's Tuni Yisoid? The Brisa starts by Daman Hatanya Daman Tuni Yisoid. What Tuni Yisoid? Goes on the Karen. These three non-essential spritzings, they don't go to Yisoid. They put on his back. Eimon nitin Yisoid. No, it's something that eventually goes to Yisoid. It means roy to go to Yisoid. You spritz on his back, whatever's left over goes to Yisoid. That's what it means. Gemara says, "Machshava me'elz ben." So you're telling me now that this price on top is going by the three non-essential spritzings. But the Brisa also says Machshav Me'elzban. Machshav Me'elzban. Amar Lo Shayv Le Mefaglav Lo Yayil Gavoi Kisoifan. That's what we said before. That's what our Papa said. That three non-essential things you can't have Machshav's pigle on. So what are you talking about? How could this Brisa be talking about the three non-essential spritzings? So Gemara says, and it also can't be talking about the Yisoid, because we said it go. What was the kash? Right, Machshav, yeah. So what Gemara says, I'm Lo Shayv Le Mefagla, Lo Yayil Gavoi, Kisoifan, Elo, Kitanya Hi, Bedom HaPnimim. We're not talking about Dam Chatos, HaChitzoina, where the three leftover spritzings are not essential. According to Basil, the first one's essential, the three are non-essential. We're going Chatz HaPnimi. And over there, everything's essential. Avo b'dama chitzoinim, my potter. Back to square one. Avo b'dama chitzoinim, w'takabi potter. And this is just strengthening our kasha that Rav Papa does not have a raya that the three non-essential blood is chayiv and kibus. We shlugged up his raya from before, and this just continues. The Gemara is still on that. It's hard to halka, but that's what we're holding now. So Gemara says, El kitani b'dam apnimim. Al b'dam chitzayim my potter. So when it says adani tam manish adatani, the sefer of that brisa, like we said, it says dam manish bachal la'ama. It says two things in that brisa. It says dam atuni yisoid tuni kibus. Machshav me'elzman ma'alim b'chutz chayev, which we said is talking about chatz apnimi. Okay, that's fine. We'll table that. And the next thing is, V'damash b'chol amma, ain't tum kibas. What's damash b'chol amma? Fight the Gemara. Why are you going damash b'chol amma? What do you have to do that for? Lifelus b'didah. You can make enough kamina in chatos. That's where machshavos me'elel is, because that's essential. Avdamach tzoinim is non-essential. It's potter. There's no kibas, there's no nothing. So Gemara says, Hamani rim nechem yihi, damar shir adam shekim mechutz chayev. He holds that shir adam shekim mechutz is chayev, and therefore, v'loim masn leit losa p'tur l'mat losa chayuvi. That doesn't work, because we're trying to say three and three. That's what we said, that's what Papa said. There's three things that it's like rishon, like the essential blood, three things like the non-essential blood. According to Rechem, it wouldn't work. So maybe that's why we didn't say that. But in Chanam, you're right. Theoretically, you're right. But we don't want to say that. The Brisa doesn't want to say it. But we're back to square one. We still don't have a raya. Rapapa still doesn't have a raya that the three non-essential spritzings don't are Tom Kibos. So Ravina Amar. Ravina says, Minakaren, Ravina Amar, Minakaren Mamish, Minayesoid, Minaroyal Yesoid. He says like this. Ravina says, this that you asked before, what was the question of Rapapa? This is important to Halt Kar. Rapapa said, we have a raya, because it says over there, it says over there, my brother went to the hospital. He burned himself down there when it spilled.
It wasn't so healthy.
Wasn't
before. So the Gemara says like this. Your papa says that the three non-essential spritzings, tongue keepers, why? Because we have a Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say? It says that Minakaren Yisoid and Ton Kibos. And we make a diuk, only Minakaren Yisoid and Ton Kibos. But Minar Royal Karen needs Kibos. And then the Gemara says, what are you talking about? But Royal Yisoid doesn't need Kibos. Your whole spire is off. So Ravina says, don't ask me that. When it says Minakaren, Rashi says, La Pirchi, the Minakaren Mamish Kamar. How Minar Royal Karen? Means when do we say that the Karen does not need is only something that is already on the Mizbeach. But if it's a royal Karen, which you didn't put on the Mizbeach yet, it's Zichin its Kibus. And how's the answer, Kasha? How the Tamani Yasoid, Lamani Yasoid Mamish, the Tetik Mano, Hamana Royal Yasoid Ton Kibus, the Tikshloch, Alamana Royal Yasoid Kamar. When it doesn't say, there's no Yasoid. Now the Bryce is saying now royal yisoid is in mechuyev. You don't have the diuk. Right. So he's taking out the whole diuk. Mel, you don't have the kasha, and that's how he's answering Rapapa. That's why Ravina is answering the original question that we slugged up. Rapapa's raya. He's saying he's tabling it. I'm going to have tachlifa by Gaza Ravina. Emo idiv idi royhu. How do you know? Maybe everything's roy. Hi my hashda royal Karen amit loy. Royally yisoid mibaya. You don't need to say that. Elman, I can't mamish. Minyasoid, minar royally yisoid. Amel, that's his raya, and that's the end of the Gemara. That tables Rapapa's raya. Pretty interesting. But you have to get this because otherwise, if you don't understand this, according to Rashi at least, Rashi learns different. Tais learns the whole Gemara differently. He learned the whole Gemara over. But according to Rashi, Reb Nechemi is not a teretz. Reb Nechemi is a kasha, and the Gemara is till Ravina. The Gemara doesn't have a way to learn what's it called? Okay, it's almost dying. Okay, let's go. Kol Nizam is back up near me. Tana Rabbanan. V'asa kasha asa ma bolula lilmoid. So we have a pasuk over here, very important pasuk, very colorful. This is like the rainbow because this week, you know. V'asa la par kasha asa par chatus ken yasa loy v'chipa le makrev nisach lohem. So Gemara says. Turn around. The also, kasha also mabul lumoid lichbol baz also. Tell you that the azores are essential. The limitim chisa akus kol matan is leosol leikum. It's nothing. Ainly al matan sheva shema akus bechol mokim. The seven matan dal minayin. How you know the dal from the pnimi these akus? I'm going to ken you also. That's it. Ken Yosef is telling his makav. Lepar, what does lepar mean? Zepar Yom HaKippurim. That's also makav. Kasher also. Lepar, Zepar Koyim Mashiach. Hachatos, Elu Sir Avoitzchovim, Sir Avoitzchovim, that they're also, they're makav. And you have to, the Sirik is makav. Yochashan Marba, Avsir, Gom, Sir Avoitzchovim, Sir Avoitzchovim, we're up to, we are Rishchodesh today, the Gemara brings down Rishchodesh. You would think now, Sir Avoitzchovim, Sir Avoitzchovim, just so you know what you're saying, is that they're going for things that are not known. Aver She'eni Yadua. So, Sir Gom, Sir Shlosh. Yeah. But maybe it's coming to Marba that. So Gemara says, Tamalaymar Loy, which is a miyat. So Gemara says, Mar Yisrael Rab is Elu Loy. Says, where do you get your reasoning for to be Marba one and Mamai the other one? Achshu because of a miyat. Marba is Elu Shem Chapa Aver Mitzvah Yidua. Things that are known Averis. Par Helam, Par Kamei Mashiach, Par Impurim, Par Sari Avos Kovim. Umoytzani Elu Shem Chapa Aver Mitzvah Yidua, which is Sira Gom, Sira Shkadoshim. V'chiper, Abishloi Samach. V'nislach, Abishloi Nosan Shiraim. Umaris Lifsal Bazoz, Lahach Shabbat Shiraim. Amrit Poysal Bazoz, Shemach was Chomokoim. Umach Shani Besmich was Shiraim, Shemach was Chomokoim. That makes sense. That's the give and take on that because one is not Ma'akim and one is Ma'akim. Zok the Mishnah, we'll finish it tomorrow, the Masechta. Big Siyim. Get something, maybe Napoleon's, I don't know. Something big. Oh, wait, it just went off. It just went off.
What's tomorrow night?
The camera. Nice. Wow. Okay.
What's tomorrow night? Huh? Frogs.
Zion. What's the Zion? Second to last Mishnah.
What is frogs?
Ketzad.
Animals.
Ketzad ma'asron. How do you ma'asron? Kunsel and deer, you put into a pen. Vaisel and pesachot, they make a small dog. They shall use shtab, yichon, lots of actions. Make it that two people should not... You like the way I look, right? Okay, anyway. Tishul Yishnaim Yochalot Zekachal. Moina B'Shevet Echot. Shnaim, Shloisha, Arba, Chamisha, Shisha, Shiva, Shmaina, Tisha. Vayet Asiri, Soiker B'Sikha. You hit it with the paint. Vayim Ha'Riza Ma'isa. Loi Soiker B'Sikha, Vayim Monam B'Shevet. Oy Shemonam Revutza, Moi Oim, Marila Musan. That's also Ma'isa. Oyle Me'a, Venotla Asar, Asar, Venotla Echot. Ain't Zema'isa. Basically, you do a mer. Haris a ma'aser. Kovat zechem am nuyin l'soichon. Oh, there's a problem. He jumped back in. Haris the peturim and I'm sorry. I'm peturim and I'm sorry l'soichon. Cool on yirachi. Stove yechemun l'baylim. You got a big problem. Zok the kids shukan aruch. We're finishing the volume over here. This volume, not your volume. So we are up to dalan and hay. Kuf vav dalan and hay. We're up to the halachas of menkum mekhal. Things that are essential and non-essential to do, which means davar avid or menis revach. That's what non-essential and essential means.
Wow.
So the Gemara is like this. A guy needs to buy wine in the harvesting time. You buy for the whole year. It's not like today. It's going to get expensive. He's allowed to buy because for him, it's davar avid. He's losing money. He's going to lose 100,000, whatever, $1,000. But to sell it, you're not allowed. Masa Matan is a special isra of Masa Matan Chol Moed. There's two different isurim. There's you buying for your family things that you don't need right now. You're buying for the whole year. What are you doing? It's Chol Moed. It's Yantav. You're not allowed to Malacha. Why are you doing it? That's one thing. And then there's Masa Matan.
Maybe you have said exactly the same.
No, that's you're not allowed to.
No, you're not allowed to.
For the year. Regularly, you're not allowed to buy. On Yantav, you're not allowed to buy stuff that you need for after Yantav. You're not allowed. You're allowed to buy extra. You're allowed to buy a lot. It means you could buy a big box of Cheerios. But you're not allowed to buy a whole case of Cheerios.
Now buying Costco stuff that has no chefs Yantav.
Why are you doing? Why? Why would you buy? Why would you schlepping? You're not allowed to do any. You're not allowed to do stuff that you're not allowed to do malacha. Not outside Yantav.
If you need Cheerios on Yantav,
you could buy. You could say usually I eat two boxes of Cheerios. I'm buying four boxes.
Same way you have
oil. No. No. No, he said that was yesterday's halacha, 2 days ago. You're allowed to buy in plenty. In plenty means you could overbuy, but not for, you can't buy for Hanukkah.
Buy a year's worth of Cheerios, absolutely, yes. If you're using some of the Yantav.
Absolutely, if you're using some of the
Yantav. Can't buy a year's worth of Cheerios. No, you can't.
Absolutely.
100%
not. Extra.
No, you're allowed to buy extra. You can't buy for the whole year.
That's extra.
No, you're not allowed. Then what's the Shiloh over here?
You're going to finish the whole.
What's the Shiloh over here?
How are you going to finish it?
What's the Shiloh here?
How do you differentiate? Because on Shiloh over here says specifically for after Yantav.
No, it's for everything. It's for the whole year. Yeah.
No. How do you differentiate them between a lot and for a whole year?
You know, you bring 10 boxes of Cheerios. How much do you buy usually? How much you buy usually?
Well, I'm cooking a big pot of soup for two people, the same thing, you know?
I understand. So you're allowed to do that, but you're not allowed to buy. You can't cook five pots of soup.
Look at the words.
We had it yesterday. We had it before. 1 second.
He needs it for the year.
He's getting a better deal.
We had it.
That's exactly what he said. Well, $1,000.
Yeah, why are you lying?
He said it's going to be. He said it's going to be more expensive. It's going to be more expensive later on in the year.
You don't see an item that you're not going to use on Yom Tov.
Oh, you're back on.
Abby pays for a warehouse just in case he finds something.
Drive
15 miles.
Check it. He gets a warehouse for free just in case.
I made an addition just to get a Costco card.
Carlos paid.
No. Welcome back.
Yeah. Fridge is actually very useful.
Helps the new sucker.
I'm saying, even though it's not used,
it helps strong because it's all
extra food, extra pasta.
No.
I have no idea. All I had
cans of salsa.
I had meats. I had even a freezer. It's a small freezer. That's a double shelf freezer.
Okay, let's go a little bit. I'll find that look. We had it the other day.
Only Avi could, like,
be passionate.
Yeah, be passionate about an extra fridge.
Just small fridge. Oh, it cost me $2,000.
Dvarim and Eskarim Lamoyed. Dvarim and Eskarim Lamoyed. My parents tell me, I'm making a dark on. Put it first. Can you put on lift the carousel? Shall you show? Mutter and Limka Gamle and Yehudi.
I can fit that between the two seats of my car.
By the way, in my office, I have a
Avi, I can fit that
fridge. It also fits like 20.
Moshe, I could fit that.
Yasha Koyach, have a great day.